Top of the morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcasts. You've tuned into the podcast portion. If you've joined me before, welcome back. Make sure you guys are liking, subscribing, sharing the podcast so we can get our followers up. That's greatly appreciated. So let's get started. Let's see. What has happened in my life this week that I'd like to share with you guys to push more motivation, more positivity, more a little bit of everything? One thing that has been greatly on my mind that recently just happened, because, you know, currently right now I'm only working weekends, still a flight attendant, just working weekends so I can be at home with my baby, which also may change soon. So this past weekend, I was working a flight and my captain made a comment to me. So we were deplaning an aircraft. I feel like we were coming from Louisville, Kentucky. We were deplaning an aircraft and this lady, she had such a beautiful baby. And I'm like, oh my goodness, your baby is so cute. I miss my son. And she's like, yes, he's cute. Thank you. You know, the whole shebang. And my captain jumps in and he's like, oh, you have a son? Mind you, I know I don't look like I have an infant or I have any kids at that matter. But yes, sir, I do have a son. And he's like, oh, how old is he? I said, he's 4 months. He'll be 5 months in about a week or two. He's like, oh, congratulations. Do you really have one? I'm like, yeah, because why would I lie about something like that? And I guess, I don't know, maybe people out here lying about how many kids they have. But most women, I don't think, do. I guess, I don't know. I don't know everybody. I don't know your life. Who knows? So anywho, he's like, oh, well, congratulations. I'm like, thank you. And we continue to deplane the aircraft. He stands there looking all shocked and discombobulated or whatever. And I continue on with my post-flight duties, you know, taking out the trash, making sure my area is clean, cleaning up the first class area, because we're about to switch aircraft. So he goes to the back, the other flight attendant is working in the back, and he starts a conversation with her. Mind you, me and the other flight attendant are pretty cool. So he's back there playing around with his bag, and she walks up and she's pissed, like she is angry. And she's like, did you tell him you had a baby? I say, yeah. She goes, yeah, he just walked up to me and he's like, did you know the other flight attendant had a baby? And I'm just looking at her like, okay. And she's like, did you? This is how the conversation went. Did you know the other flight attendant had a baby? She goes, yeah. And he was like, that's crazy. I feel like she should be a stay-at-home mom. I'm a huge supporter of that. And she has two kids herself. So she's like, well, I'm sure if she could stay home, she definitely would. I know I would. And I guess they were having a slight debate, a slight, you know, disagreement on me being a stay-at-home mom. So he walks up all lolly lolly la, like he just wasn't talking about me. And once again, I am a strong advocate of minding your business. I don't feel like it's his place to tell somebody else, like, oh, I'm an advocate of being a stay-at-home mom. Believe me, if I could be a stay-at-home parent, I would. But honestly, even if I had a whole bunch of money, if I won the lottery, I couldn't stop working. I still have to have some sort of income. My hustle does not stop just because I have a baby. If anything, it's motivation. Yeah, of course, I love being home with my infant. I love spending time with him. But how can I provide him the things that he needs if I'm consistently working all the time, or if I don't have the funds or the means to do so? I want to build a legacy. I want to build a foundation for him. I want to show him what hard work is. And once again, we have these older people trying to dictate the millennials' life, tell us what to do, tell us how things should be done, when 9 times out of 10, most likely you're the reason why. No, he's not my parents' age. He's the generation above them. So yeah, let's stop trying to dictate and manipulate what's going on in other people's lives and worry about yourself. Then he had the audacity to say, well, I have dogs and cats at home, so I want to be at home with them too, but I can't. okay, that's fine. Don't you dare ever compare my child to your pet animal, because your pet can go to the bathroom by themselves. Your pet doesn't need changing. Yeah, okay, you might have to change a litter box. Yeah, you might have to pick up some poop out the grass. Yeah, you may have to pour some food into their bowl because they're capable of chewing by themselves because it's natural. I have to hold the bottle to my baby's face. I have to teach him how to hold his bottle. I have to make sure he's sitting up. He can barely sit up. He's sitting up if I make him sit up, but you know, people are just inconsiderate and extremely insensitive, and I feel like his comments were unnecessary and just, yeah, sexist, because women can work and have a family too. Sorry to start the podcast off on that note, but yes, being a stay-at-home, I know you hear my baby screaming in the background, but yes, being a stay-at-home mom is hard, but working and being a mom is just as hard too. Shout out to all the mothers, and it's not even Mother's Day anymore, but he, yeah, definitely looked at him sideways the remaining of the trip, because he was one of those rule book Toms, and ironically, his name was Tom, rule book Tom, wanted to write everything up, anything that was broken. It could be something as minor as a light bulb, something as extreme as whatever. He was writing it up, and we were delayed every single flight. But that's neither here nor there. So the entire crew was looking at him sideways anyway. Moving forward. Anywho, so let's not let my rude, insensitive, practical captain get in the way of our vibrations of Tuesday. We'll continue to keep it a happy Tuesday. So something else I'd like to talk about today is how to keep your hustle going. Every day I'm hustling, literally. Even on my off days, I'm working. I have so many side hustles. You should always have at least 3 streams of income. I feel like that's extremely important. I mean, some of us, most of us, the majority of us are not born into wealth. So we can't just wake up every day and get paid with social media or get paid with people taking our picture and selling it on the internet. We can't, all of us aren't rich. All of us aren't famous. So we need to find out what our hustle is. And like I said, every day I'm hustling. I work on my off days, whether it be this side hustle, A, B, or C, whatever. I have multiple sources of income. That doesn't make me rich, but I feel like it keeps me a step ahead. It keeps money in my savings account. It keeps me and my child fed. And that's what's most important to me. Even before I had a child, I had side hustles. I would work 2 and 3 jobs at a time, and I don't feel like there's anything wrong with it. The crazy thing is, I just had a conversation with one of my good friends the other day, and she was saying how her mom was telling her she shouldn't be working all these jobs when she shouldn't have to, or when she doesn't have to. Yeah, okay, I know I don't have to. However, I want to upkeep the lifestyle that I've already adjusted to upkeep the lifestyle that I've been maintaining for X amount of years. Also, to upkeep the lifestyle that you've put me in, I feel like, as far as my situation, like, my parents have always taken care of me. They've provided me with nice clothes, a nice roof over my head, good food on the table. I want to maintain and upkeep that lifestyle, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. So I would like to continue to do it, and that's why I hustle so hard. What is your motivation? For me currently, rewind. Before, my motivation was upkeeping a lifestyle that I've already had for so long, for most of my life. I enjoy nice things. I enjoy nice purses. I love shoes. I like clothes. I like to shop. I like to go out to eat. When I had my baby, things changed. Now I have to feed my baby. Now I want to keep my baby entertained. Now I want my baby to dress nice. I want to dress nice too, but my baby comes first. So I'm going to hustle to get what I have to get to be where I want to be, to keep him where he should be, where I want him to be, if that makes sense to you. Of course, that's not the most important thing of kids looking nice, but I want my child to be presentable. Education is extremely important to me, and when it comes time for him to start learning, right now he's at home developing his motor skills and other skills that I'm using, the toys that he has, the colors around the house, small activities that I'm introducing to him for him to develop as a child, as an infant. And as he gets older, I'm going to invest into his education as well, because that's extremely important to me. So, like I said, how are you guys hustling? What's your motivation? What's making you hustle? Everybody has a motivation. Everybody has a hustle. If you can, if possible, if you have the time, if you make the time, go ahead and grab a side hustle. Grab a side job. It doesn't have to be an everyday thing. All of my side hustles are flexible. They coincide with my normal work schedule, with my normal work job. They work out and they benefit me and my infant in the long run, as well as short term. All of it's important. There's no way that you could wake up and say, I can't find a job. There's no way that you could wake up and say, I have no money. There's money out here. There's jobs out here. Don't be picky. Beggars can't be choosers. Remember that. So that concludes today's episode. Make sure you add me on Snapchat, add me on Instagram, MJ Friends Blog, or Gorgeous Detail. Let me know what you think about today's episode. Happy Tuesday. Have a good day.